bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a 5-alarm fire, 5 bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we're going to Hangover Hill near the village of Upper Falls. Tim Collins and the Upper Falls Fire Brigade are already on the way because fire has been reported at the schoolhouse on the hilltop. But before we roll to answer this alarm, here's a message for you. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to Upper Falls, the country district you remember, where Tim Collins, rookie fireman, and his brother Jimmy are visiting their cousin, Ellery Collins, chief of the local volunteer fire brigade. The weather has been so dry that the Upper Falls fire engine cannot fight any blaze with success because the supply of water in the ponds and wells has run low. And just a moment ago, as Tim and cousin Ellery were examining the equipment in the firehouse, the phone bell rang.
Tim, that's the alarm. The phone operator, she calls us when fire is reported.
Oh, I'll take it, Ellery. Upper Falls Fire Brigade. What's your trouble? Schoolhouse.
What?
Fire in the schoolhouse on Hangover Hill. What? Right, I've got it.
The schoolhouse, Tim? Why, the school's closed this week. Nobody ought to be up there.
Well, the phone operator says there's smoke coming out through the roof.
Start the siren, Tim. Push that big red button. Huh? There, beside the phone.
Oh, this button?
Yes.
Oh, good grief. What's that, Ellery?
That's our call for the fire brigade.
Oh.
That fetches the boys in from all over the district.
Well, here's the first of them now.
Tyler Bedlow, chances are. He's the driver and has a shop right next door.
Hey, who's there? That you, Chief?
Yeah, it's me, Ty. Start that engine. Tim, you climb up on that back step to the rear.
Right, Chief.
You going to wait for the boys, Ellery?
They can catch us up on the road. This is one fire when we're going to get there on time.
As the siren on the roof of the firehouse roars its warning, volunteer firemen all over the district drop whatever they're doing, wherever they are, check with the phone operator for the location of the fire, and at their best speed in every type of conveyance, close in on the schoolhouse at the crest of Hangover Hill. As the engine begins the long ascent, Tim Collins works his way forward through the body of the pumper until he can shout to his cousin.
Ellery! What's the layout up at the school?
Just a little one-room schoolhouse, all wood. If she gets going, we'll never save her.
What's your water supply?
There ain't no supply, huh?
There's a well, Tim, but she's gone dry, chances are.
Won't find more than a few gallons if we find that.
Well, now, you see what we're up against?
Yeah.
No water closer than those backpacks you're kneeling on back there, Tim.
So Tim turns his attention to the backpacks in the bed of the engine body against which his knees are braced. Each is a big container filled with water, fitted with shoulder straps and a short length of hose. As the engine rolls to a stop in the schoolyard, well, Tim has a plan already formed.
Tyler, you drop that suction pipe down that well.
Won't do no good, Ellery.
You'll do like I say, long as I'm still chief.
Okay.
You drop that suction pipe. If you find water, have the boys hook up the holes the minute they begin gathering. Tim. Oh, Tim Collins.
Over here, chief. Looking in the school windows.
Well, what do you see?
Nothing but smoke. Bring the pickaxe, chief.
Here she comes. What's that you got on your back?
One of your backpacks, chief.
Well, what do you think you're going to do with that?
Well, if these packs carry all the water we have, let's make the most of it. Let's get it under fire as soon as we can.
Oh, you're right, Tim. Yes, I've been so discouraged, I'm getting slowed down. Let's get inside. I'll break open the door.
All right.
Look out, Tim. It's worse than I thought.
All right, get out of that smoke, Ellery.
Got to get inside. Got to find that fire.
I'll go in. That's why I've got this tank of water. Now, you go around the side of the building, Ellery. Force those windows. Get them open.
Smoke's clearing some now. All right. I'll clear the rest out through the windows. But you don't take any chances, Tim.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I see the fire, Chief. It's along the far wall, among the books.
I'll get the windows open.
Told you so, Chief. That well is as dry as a bone.
All right, Ty. We'll get along without well water then.
Ain't you going to give any orders?
I'll give orders as I see fit, as long as I'm still in command here.
You hear that, boys? Stand there letting the schoolhouse burn down, never making a move to save the furniture.
Stand where you are, boys.
You going to let him stop us? We got money tied up in that school. At least we can save the desk and furnishing.
You stand fast where you are, every man, Jack.
There's no call to rush in there, wrecking the schoolhouse.
Ellery Collins, are you crazy?
No, he isn't crazy, Mr. Bedloe.
Huh? Oh, it's you again, huh? Well, naturally, you'll stand up for him. But you don't cut any ice in Upper Falls, mister. Come on, boys.
Now, wait a minute, boys. You can save yourself the trouble. That fire's out.
Yes, sir. She's out. Cousin Tim here, he took the pack extinguisher and put her out while Tyler Bedloe was palavering.
I guess a man's got a right to ask questions.
Tonight's volunteer meeting night, and you can ask your questions at the meeting.
Heh.
Now, as long as I'm still chief hereabouts, all hands attention.
All right. As long as you're still chief. Oh, don't be as long as you think, maybe.
That's enough, Bedloe. Do your duty.
All right. I'm listening.
All hands, turn to an overhaul. Clean up that mess where the fire was. Let's find out how it started.
As the volunteer crew begin to pick over the wreckage of the bookshelves in the schoolhouse, hoping to find a clue to the origin of the fire, Tim Collins draws his cousin aside.
I'm going to take a quick trip to the city, Cousin Ellery.
What? You're leaving, Tim?
I'll be back. I want to see Chief Cody.
Oh, Jehoshaphat, I was hoping you'd be at that meeting tonight. Tyler, he's going to collect my scalp if he can.
Well, he's just worked up about these fires. If you can show him and the other boys you're on the job, you've got a way to help them knock down these fires, even in a dry season like this.
I've been racking my brains over it ever since I was elected chief.
Well, don't worry about it anymore.
You got some smart idea?
I don't want to say until I talk with Chief Cody.
Tim, if you can help me out of this hole...
I'll see you at the meeting tonight. Now, you keep it going till I get there.
All right. All right, Tim, I will. I will if I have to let Tyler Bedloe make speeches for 3 hours on end.
Tim slips away from the crowd at the schoolhouse, flags the bus to the city, and in less than an hour, he's at the fire department headquarters. When his turn comes to enter the office of the chief.
Private Collins reporting, Chief Cody.
Collins, what are you doing in town?
Well, something to ask you, sir.
Well, sit down, boy, sit down.
Thank you, sir.
I told your brother to have you phone me, Collins. I didn't expect you to report here, not when you're on furlough.
Oh, you wanted me to phone, sir? Jimmy didn't give me any message.
When I called, he said something about a fire. Said you'd gone to the village, and then there was an alarm for
him. Oh, yes, that's so, Chief. I haven't seen Jimmy since you called. I came here direct from the fire.
Another one of those total loss fires, was it?
No, sir. This time we knocked it down.
How did it happen? From what I hear, any fire out at Upper Falls just makes a clean sweep.
Well, for once, the engine got there in time, Chief. But the point is, for once, there was water. Oh, not much, but... just as much as you can carry in a pack extinguisher.
One of those backpacks, huh?
Yes,
what
sir.
About it?
Well, Chief, that set me to thinking. There's nothing wrong with the Upper Falls fire engine. She's a perfectly good pumper. Only she never has any water to pump in this dry weather.
So if there's no water handy at the scene of the fire, maybe she ought to bring her own. Is that it?
Right, sir. Mm-hmm. Just as we did with the pack extinguisher.
Well, now, Collins, let me tell you what I've been thinking.
Along the same line, Chief Cody?
Pretty much. Now, you take your own engine here in the city, number 209.
Yes, sir. 209 carries a tank of 100 gallons built right into her body.
Yeah.
Enough to handle any small blaze without hooking up to the hydrants.
That's right, Collins. 209 carries her own water, same as the pack extinguisher you were talking about.
Oh, yes, sir. But, Chief, 209 is a big new pumper. Upper Falls can't afford any equipment like that. And besides...
Besides, 100 gallons wouldn't be enough, considering the start a fire gets in the country before the brigade rolls in.
Right, Chief. And that leaves us just where we were.
Wondering how to get water to the scene of the fire.
I wish I knew how.
I think I do.
Especially, I... wish I knew right now, because I practically promised Cousin Ellery I'd be able to tell him tonight. You see, this time the volunteers are having a meeting, and I think... Chief Cody, what did you say?
You heard me, Collins. I think I know how to get water to the scene of any fire in Upper Falls.
Well, but what is it? Some new piece of equipment?
No, not so new, but maybe unusual.
Oh, good grief.
You want to see it, Collins?
Yes, sir.
Well, then get set for a surprise. Down below in the headquarters garage... And you're going to see something so commonplace, you'll kick yourself for not thinking of it first.
Well, now, what kind of fire apparatus could solve the problem of getting water to the fire scene in the Upper Falls District? Tim Collins had the right idea, and Chief Cody claims to have found just the right equipment to put that idea to work. And just in time, perhaps... to save Cousin Ellery from losing his post of distinction as chief of the Volunteer Fire Brigade. For Chief Cody's answer to the problem, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, with a hint about what to do if you ever have to pull an alarm box in case of emergency. Now, remember, the directions for sending that alarm are printed right on the box. But there's one thing you have to remember in addition. Now, when the fire apparatus rolls up, you should be there, standing by, ready to direct the firemen. Now, they have no sure way of locating that fire promptly, unless you tell them where it is. So, if you ever have to pull an alarm, stand by. Act as a guide. Save your fire company's time in coming to grips with the situation. All right, that's all, and so long for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman, Tim Collins, will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Fire Fighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.